This is Sound and Season. It's Thursday, the 32nd day of Lent. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 1 through 23. And as Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to the councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child, and child will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. But when you see the abomination of desolation standing where he ought not be, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let the one who is on the housetop not go down nor enter his house to take anything out. And let the one who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. And alas, for women who are pregnant and for those who are nursing infants in those days, pray that it may not happen in winter, for in those days there will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of the creation that God created until now and never will be. And if the Lord had not cut short the days, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect whom he chose, he shortened the days. And then, if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'Look, there he is,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, the elect. Be on guard. I have told you all things beforehand." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How will the end of this age come to pass? How will the close of time and the beginning of eternity find its way from the heavens to the earth? What Jesus offers his disciples is not an explanation of all that is to come. He offers a certain hope, a hope that in due time, the authority and majesty of the King of Kings will lead the way to what is eternal and unshakable. In his writing on the Trinity, Saint Hilary said, "Therefore, the Lord exhorts us to wait with patience, with reverent faith until the end comes. For blessed is he that endures to the end. It is neither a blessed nothingness that waits for us, nor a non-existence the fruit. Rather, the end is the final attainment of the promised blessedness. They are blessed who endure until the goal of perfect happiness is reached, when the expectation of faith reaches toward complete fulfillment. Their end is to abide with unbroken rest in that condition toward which they are presently pressing." Lord, hear our prayer, and let our cry come to you. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the blood of Christ established the new covenant of reconciliation, this Lent, grant us the faith to trust in Jesus above all else. Strengthen our hope in our resurrected King, and fill us with your blessed Holy Spirit. O Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.